Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Oh, Comcast. Oh, Comcast. We love you. Anyway, how you doing? How's your morning going? I hope it's going great. Hey, everybody. It's the Mike O'Mara Show for a fabulous Tuesday. Yes, that's right. It's been 7 days since Election Day.
Mike, it's anybody? A new day since last Tuesday.
It is.
No, it ain't. Anyway, how's everybody doing? Everybody
great.
Having a
good
day
good,
so far?
Yeah. Had a great evening. Having a great morning.
You had a great morning? That's wonderful.
Yes.
Me too. We've got a great show planned for you, and one way to start that is to bring in one of our newest interns to the fold here. And
Dan O'Brien.
Now, last week you may have remembered on the show that it was last week, right, Rob? Was it
yes.
last week?
What was yeah. the last day you were in, Dan? Was it Thursday?
Friday
it was.
Dan was in Friday, and Rob discovered a fabulous jingle for Dan O'Brien. Let's listen to that again,
Dan O'Brien.
There it is. And that jingle was something that, you know, we love jingles on the Mike O'Mara
Show. Adore
them. We love our own jingles, and we were excited about having a jingle for Dan O'Brien, but here's
Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien did not seem to be that excited.
No, as a matter of fact, he seemed, you know, it's hard to read a guy, especially if you've just met him.
Right.
But he seemed a little put off by it.
He seemed put off, and he seemed to have a little attitude about it.
Yeah, that's not what we want.
Dan O'Brien.
I mean, if you've got radio in your blood like I do,
yes.
you hear your name in a sing jingle, and you just feel like you're king of the world.
Dan
Come on,
Dan O'Brien.
And we're talking a big 3-track, 7-voice sing. That's
Listen
the real deal.
Yes, Oscar.
Dan is indicative of what's wrong.
You
with,
turn Oscar up
yes,
for me
please,
a little bit.
So I can
bit,
talk.
God,
Dan
geez.
Is indicative of what is wrong in this country, Mike.
Okay.
The millennials,
yes.
he probably already had a jingle for himself at his college radio station.
Otherwise referred to as those who let me down.
Yes.
Yes, those who let me down.
Hearing a jingle is like, oh, I got one of these in sophomore year when I was at GMU.
That's right.
No big deal. Why don't you care, Dan O'Brien?
Huh, no pressure. It's not that I don't care. I just didn't know how to react when I first heard it.
Were
I
you was embarrassed? Was it embarrassing?
No, honestly, I wasn't embarrassed. I just didn't know how to react to it. You know, I wasn't.
What thoughts went through your mind, son?
I was thinking, I can't believe I have a jingle.
Well, okay. you don't.
Oh,
we
now,
do
see, now,
for
hold on,
you.
No, hold on a second. That's good. That's a good answer to
right.
me. That's indicating that maybe he was thrilled to a certain
but
extent.
But the room, Mike, thought he felt like, I can't believe I have another jingle.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Like,
right.
he
hey,
was just so matter
example.
Of fact and
do you,
nonchalant
do
about
you
it.
Do you celebrate
Dan, let me,
Christmas
Dan, let me explain,
in your house?
Hold on. Dan, Rob.
Let Mike talk.
Rob is like, it's
he's
like
a
raw
pit bull.
Meat. When we, he absolutely, it's the only time he's assertive. When we have an intern that's being attacked, that's when he gets excited.
And I wonder where that comes
Rob, you
from.
You will sit in meetings that determine our future, and silence will be the day. But when it's an intern that's on the slab, you have to be held with a leash. You have to be pulled back like I pulled Beluga back from sniffing a urine-covered bush.
I have
so
a
anyway.
Weird past, Mike, a weird past.
The thing about it, Dan, is when you reacted, it's like we thought we had a great gift for you, and then when we didn't see the immediate reaction, we kind of were put off. But I can understand that you were, well, maybe you were even so taken aback and so speechless with excitement that that you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Dan O'Brien.
I'm not going to be able to talk at all today, all right?
Talk right into the mic, son.
Yes.
Okay,
right
okay. Is this better? Is this
yes,
better?
Yes,
yes. Okay. No, honestly, I didn't know how to react because I wasn't expecting it. And I really, like, you know, no sarcasm, no joking around. I really am grateful for that because you know, I haven't, I've never had a jingle despite what WGMU and all that stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
You never had one before. And listen to that. Yeah. Wonderful.
You guys are my first. You guys are my first.
Who are the producers of that jingle?
That is a Jam Creative Productions jingle. And I believe from the logo set package, one of the classic packages of all time.
Yes.
Really, it's a top-notch jingle.
Let's hear it once again. Dan O'Brien. There it is.
It's like original hardwood floors in an 1800s house. Those voices are probably dead.
Yes.
Well, Dan, I'll tell you something.
They don't make them anymore.
Even though you've made it right with me, and I'm fine with it right now because I know you're thrilled to have your own jingle and you've communicated that to all of our listeners, there's still a punishment required based on the fact that you did not react properly the first time. And you were tasked, Rob Spiewak, he was tasked with something over the weekend, was he not?
He was, and he asked a lot of questions, and I'm curious to see the result. We talked about the fact that people sometimes in our crazy neighborhood don't even know we're here.
D.C., Northwest, Glover Park.
Right here in Glover Park, sort of the Brooklyn of Washington, D.C.
The Brooklyn.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
And it's been gentrified just like Brooklyn.
And so what we said is we need signage, and we needed signage fast.
Right.
So what we did is, and I you say this is a punishment. I think this is a celebration of Dan O'Brien. We tasked him with making a sign where he can go out and be almost like a sign spinner for like a new dry cleaner.
Or a Quiznos.
Yeah, or a new real estate development.
Yes.
And we thought it'd be a great idea to have that sign, and then somebody brought up the fact that he ought to make his own sign.
Exactly. I believe that might have been me, but I don't remember.
That was you. So, Dan O'Brien, did you make a sign over the weekend?
Yes, I did. Now, I do want to preface this by saying I'm not artistic. I'm not that good at... You know, being able
to... You can stop there.
That's right, name Barry.
That's fine. We get it. Bring your sign
in. Thank you.
Bring your sign in.
Get your sign.
I already have it.
Okay.
Hold it up to the camera?
Yeah, you can hold it up to the
camera. This is disgusting.
No, hold it up a little higher, please.
A little higher, a little higher.
That's okay.
Look at the back. Look at the back, Mike.
Let me see the back.
Okay, I had not seen the back until this very moment.
Let me see the back.
What's the problem with the back, Mike? What's the problem with the back?
It's not MikeOShow.com, you moron. I mean, I don't mind the bad childlike lettering.
It's called MikeOShow.com.
That is
it's not MikeOShow.com, you nad. It's the Mike O'Mara. It's MikeOMaraShow.com. I feel like I'm back at the Cocoonville social party trying to get the old people to put the numbers into the phone.
Hold on.
The letters.
Some clarification.
That is our SEO-friendly URL. It's the easy...
So it's a shortcut.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what I
don't want the friendly. I want the way
they
the show
is sold.
They want
his name, Pony.
I know, but I want people to see it and remember it. And know how to spell it.
Mike Osho.
Oh, no, hold on. Can I tell people? Wait. God damn you guys sometimes when everybody's talking. Let me get a little information here, okay? This is important. I have to say. Are you telling me that after all these years of telling people, yeah, you want to find us online, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, and I have to spell out O-M-E-A-R-A, which people, by the way, everybody, to an individual, to a person, goes, O-M-Y-Z. No, O-M-E-A-R. You mean O-M-R-R. No, O-M. Washington Post reporters haven't been able to do that. I've been called Mike O'Maria, Mike O'Maria with a Y, Mike O'Mira with an E. Are you telling me this whole time we could be marketing the show as MikeOShow.com?
Yeah, I got us that URL a couple months ago.
Yeah, we've been fighting for it, Mike. We've been actually looking for better URLs.
Are you telling me the truth?
To God.
Yep.
MikeOShow.com.
Yep. We also own MyTMOS.com. We've been trying to hunt down TMOS.com.
Own it now, MikeOShow.com.
Yes.
Well, I think we shorten it. What do you think?
I think we do anything that helps people find the show.
Yes.
I know that, but I mean, and we've certainly branded ourselves with our incredible advertising budget, MikeOMaraShow.com. But if it's MikeOShow.com, so that's MikeO.com. MikeOShow.com.
Yes. Or do you like MyTMOS.com?
Now you're making me think. Now you're making me like on the air with the pressure, Mike, of making a really big. This is difficult. Whether Donald Trump picks Rudy Giuliani to be Secretary of State or whether.
Well, this directly affects us right now in our bottom line.
I like Mike O'Show. I like
Mike O'Show.
But my TMOS is much shorter.
I think we go out to the peeps. We go out to the peeps. Yeah, let them vote.
Put a
let
poll on the site right now, Pony.
Put a
you
poll
got
up on
it.
The site. We will make the determination whether we switch it to MikeOShow.com or MyTMOS.com.
My TMOS
is... That's the one.
It just rolls off the tongue.
MyTMOS.com.
Yes.
And it does reinforce our branding, the TMOS and branding. Yes.
Someone buy us TMOS.com. It's 10K surprises for the holidays.
Is it really that a TMOS?
Oh, yeah. Mike, we have been working. There's a chemical company.
Does somebody have it?
They owned it, and now they're selling it.
But those bastards.
But a chemical company owned it before us, so they weren't really squatting. It's before our show was even formed.
Boy, you know, but I like MikeOShow.com.
It is. Your name is Mike.
And it rhymes. It rhymes.
Yeah, Mike O-Show. O-Show.
I'm torn. I'm going to let the listeners kind of determine this. I like them both. Like them both, and I'd be happy with both. Rob, I'm curious. What do you think?
They both have their strong suits, and I'll tell you how I feel.
They really do.
Mike
really,
O-Show, really do. It reinforces your name because, you know, that you're a heritage disc jockey. You hate when I say it,
but
it's
true. He's the cornerstone of this business.
But Mike O-Show also rhymes.
Right.
All right. My TMOS, I'm just going to steamroller. My TMOS is good because it reinforces that TMOS branding that is such a big part of everything we do. But when you want to talk about instant recognizability, my gut, which is formidable, says MikeOShow.com.
What about this?
Can I just interrupt for a second, Oscar? I think if I tell people that know me and I'm having a conversation with them and I say, oh, it's MikeOShow.com. People know I'm Omer. Here's where the difficulty gets in. The difficulty is with M-E-A-R-A. It's always been hard. Mm-hmm. It's always been challenging for people.
It's a world beater.
If they know me, it's Mike O. Just call me Mike O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I've been called Mikey O before. I go, hey, Mike O. You know?
There's some success in the past, if you think about it. There's a famous website, not safe for work, Mike in Brazil, and nobody confuses him, ever.
Mike in Brazil.
I'm going to write that down.
Pony, I had no idea that I thought that was a big mistake, and that's actually, if you put in, let me do it, Mike O Show. There it is.
Yep.
There it is.
It's like magic, Mike.
Yeah.
It's so
Oh my
much
God.
Easier.
MagicMikeShow.com.
Magic Mike.
That's a great idea.
Why are you choosing to confuse it? Why are you doing that to me? You're killing me. All right, O'Brien, I need you to get out on the street.
O'Brien.
All right,
get out
for
on that. And by the way, like all shows, that jingle is so loud compared to what I'm hearing from you guys right now. It's like, Dan O'Brien. You love the sounds and the jingles, don't you?
Jingle jangle, Mike.
I do like my sounds, Mike.
Do you mind if I send Diego out as well for some video for our social media?
Facebook it live. Facebook it live.
Do you have, I know most sign guys don't really talk. They just flip the sign. Do you have a jingle or a patter that you'll be saying on
I
the corner?
I think if he has patter, I've seen the people on that corner. If he has patter, he might get killed.
Okay.
I think if he just stands there.
I think I know what his patter is going to be. It's going to be, can I have my wallet back?
Please. His patter will be, please don't hurt me.
Not so hard.
Right. I think it's fantastic.
All right, Diego, go take a few pictures with my phone if you don't mind, right?
How about some video? Can we get some video?
Video too? As well. Video.
And listen, okay, you might think you're just going down to the street and going down to the street corner. No, you're not. This is the wild thing now because I have been torturing interns for many, many years. And by the way, Dan O'Brien, this is not torture.
This is actually quite easy.
There is a restaurant that Oscar and I like to go to occasionally. Oscar frequents this place. It's where John F. Kennedy proposed to Jackie.
Oh, nice pull, Mike.
It's called Martin's Tavern.
Yes.
And that is your destination. You are going to walk down to Martin's Tavern, and you are going to walk back here.
And you're going to go with
Diego. And periodically, every block or so, take a little breather and stop. Then you're going to get on the other side of the street. And you're going to be facing traffic, and you're going to walk back up. And that's going to be a little more problematic. Physical fitness level. I don't see Dan O'Brien, and I'm not sure.
No, Dan's fit. Live show. He's fit.
He's got it together, I think, yeah.
All right. Diego, you got you up for this task?
Diego loves to walk. My people love to walk, Mike.
That's awesome.
I don't like to walk, but I'll do it.
You know what? We got a limited amount of time. You probably won't be back here by the end of the show, but go to it.
Take your time.
Are we okay to do that, Pony, with Diego running the camera?
We're fine.
All right, very good. Let's get out.
Get out of here.
Go.
Next test.
By the way,
we've got keep your phone on. We might call you.
Yeah.
By the way, some professional signage with Mike O. Or whatever we finally
working
decide.
On it, Mike. Working on it as
some
we
professional,
speak.
Professional for and you know what? I think once a week we pick the Every week, the interns, one of the interns screws something up, right?
Somebody's got to walk the line, Mike.
Yeah, somebody's got to walk the line. I think that, and that'll be a standard intern task for, oh, that was a nice snarky comment. And we'll let the interns participate in the show more. Yep. And when they say something foolish, we'll say, hey, that's walking the line.
Yeah. And the line will be, take the sign off the wall. And
Oscar,
walk.
I did it from that Georgetown Holiday Inn. I did it to Martin's Tavern, and I did it back.
Yeah.
That is not too much of a walk.
No, these
that
millennials are used to driving, Mike.
Mike, what you know, you this
that's
really.
A quarter of a mile walk, probably something like
it's,
that.
It's an exact mile to M Street from here.
Oh, 2 miles. So it's much less than that. You got
it's a, so no back and forth. So back and forth. You got half a mile. It's a mile up
easy.
And down. Yes,
easy peasy. Yeah, no problem.
And it might end up saving Rob Ford's life.
Oh my God!
Oh,
sweaty,
Rob is already
sweaty Rob. Ford.
Rob has already tasked an intern with that job. You know what? For all of his previous offenses,
yes.
When he gets back in the studio. By the way, is he popping into the studio now?
More often, yes.
Yeah.
We actually have a theory on it.
An off-air theory.
An off. Oh, we can't talk about it.
No, it's really not.
You are so cruel to him. You are so cruel. You love the idea of him walking up Wisconsin.
I'm thinking that for all the stuff he's done in the past, he might want to walk to the monument.
Let's start the goddamn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Everything you're doing there, I have to explain to a room full of men whose first and last question is how can this be used against us?
Kangaroo.
What is that?
In 1770... Captain James Cook's ship ran aground off the coast of Australia, and he led a party into the country, and they met the Aboriginal people. One of the sailors pointed at the animals that hop around and put their babies in their pouch, and he asked what they were, and the Aborigines said, kangaroo. It wasn't until later that they learned that kangaroo means, I don't understand.
I can sell that for now.
Yeah.
And remember what happened to the Aborigines? A more advanced race nearly wiped them out.
It's a good story.
Thanks. It's not true. But it proves my point.
Here I am, Bob, here in Perth to bring you Mirth Hope.
The Bob Hope All-Star Comedy Special from Australia with Charo, Barbara Eden, Florence Henderson, Miss Australia, and the cutest and brightest new stars from Down Under. The Bob Hope Comedy Special from Australia. Tomorrow at 8, 7 Central, right before a special Columbo movie.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOShow.com.
Look at you.
Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you today by CISO. If you like comedy, and I love comedy, and isn't this the time we want to laugh,
oh,
everybody?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
You're going to love CISO. You're going to love it, love it, love it. CISO is comedy for comedy nerds by comedy nerds. CISO, S-E-E-S-O. Ask Rob Spiewak about the original programming on CISO that he loves, like Bajillion Dollar Properties.
Although yesterday, yeah, that is great. Yesterday, I had a weird recollection of an obscure Monty Python bit called The Bishop. And it's where the bishop is like a crime fighter and he walks the street, but they've got him in full bishop attire. And I just wanted to see it. CISO has every episode of Monty Python.
CISO is the new on-demand ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever all in one place. Bingeable comedy anytime, anywhere. You can get it on virtually any device with no commercials. CISO has every episode of SNL. They've got the Monty Python
that
Rob
so
loves.
Great.
They've got The Tonight Show airing Jimmy Fallon, starring Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Seth Meyers. They get them the day after they air. If you like the British comedy like Rob does, you can get that. Plus, they've got original shows like Bajillion Dollar Properties, which is hysterical.
Yes.
Original content, stand-up, improv, sitcoms. It's comedy, comedy, comedy. CISO, S-E-E-S-O, has it all right now. Our listeners can try CISO for free for 2 months when you use the promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, it's only $3.99. A month. What a small price to pay for laughter,
my
friends.
It's fantastic.
Laughter.
Just go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's SEESO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. SEESO is the future of comedy. I thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
The bishop.
Nice.
It's the
all right,
bishop.
So this Mike O thing. This is the way things roll sometimes. I don't hear about something until it's all buttoned up and done, and I'm thrilled with that. I think it's a great thing to either use either one of those. We can get there with it. My question is, though, now I want to check on something that I suggested a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Where are we with the recording session?
Wait a sec.
Back up a little bit. We've got new listeners.
That's true.
Let's talk about what we're talking about.
We're talking about recording a Christmas album.
Yes.
A Christmas. All of the crew, everybody, the principals and some of the side principals. Excuse me.
Hey, bless you, man.
It's the holidays.
Oh, my God. Holidays. We're going to record some holiday music, and it's something that I wanted to do, and we will have more details as time goes on, but we have to get this done, get her done. Now, this is not something we're going to put on, on a major platform for, it's not like the old days when if you were going to record a Christmas album, you had to record it in August.
Right.
This is the digital age. Things are rapid. So my question is, Rob, where do we stand? And I know you were researching the songs we can record and the songs we can't.
We were also waiting for Rob to be healthier, to be quite frank, because his voice was not the same.
Yes.
Major artists go through this all the time.
That's true. That hasn't happened. So
he's much better now.
We're looking at for Easter. Is it going to be good? No, much, much better. Much, much better.
He's not hawking up a loogie before the show. It's awesome.
I haven't had a cough drop in a week and a half.
Yes.
I'm actually doing much better. But
Rob's been giving me regular updates on the progress of the Oh, that's right. He hasn't. But I'm just curious as to where we stand with the recording.
We have all the tracks laid in. We have certain songs assigned to certain performers. But also, I don't want to show our cards just yet. But the way we're going to present this album is something new and exciting. That when it comes together, it's going to require a little bit of a work on everybody's part to make it come together to be a cohesive unit.
Not our listeners' part.
No.
It's
just
on
from
our
with
end.
Us. And here's the deal, Mike. So often in the old days, an album was just a collection of singles. And that's not what we want. We want to present a cohesive presentation.
A plethora of pinatas.
That when you drop the needle...
Right.
When the sun comes up on December 25th and you drop the needle on our holiday collection, you've got is something special and cohesive. And in a way, it tells the story of Christmas.
Yeah.
Ah,
there'll be sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
And a little birdie has told me, I'm not going to give you all the details yet.
Please.
A little birdie has told me that this particular recording session will be very special.
Yes.
And it'll be very easy to get your
featured on KCJJ and The Wave.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And in all your favorite record stores. You can go to Waxy Maxy's, Sam Goody.
Now as you're Tower saying Records. That, I remember that. This has gone back and forth. You got to put something on paper and give me an update as well.
Yeah. Oh, you exactly got it. You absolutely got it.
The boss wants
an
update.
Remember. Yeah. I don't get updates. I don't get updates
on
anything.
You know what? You should give him more updates, Rob.
You know you're right. You're absolutely right.
And go to MikeOShow.com.
Or MyTMOS.com. Also
either work.
That's another thing. When did that go down?
Mike, we've been working on this for 2 years because you're what we found through our research is your last name was so hard to type that people continued putting it in the search bar. And while we had great search engine optimization, you're the first one that pops up. It was hard
very,
to
explain. I'm very satisfied with that part.
It was hard to explain to someone that it's Omira, Omera. Omira.
And also,
Omera.
We've lost so many listeners to the famous golfer Mark Omera.
Yes.
And they go to his website, and his podcast isn't nearly
and
as funny.
And the defense attorney.
Mark Omera, who has been on this show.
Yes.
Been on this show. He's been wonderful. Well, I'm happy about that. That's another thing. Let's get that all organized.
It's already up and running, Mike. People can just go there.
So if you type in MyTMOS or Mike O Show, you're going to find us.
You should just redirect.
Boom.
All right. We'll see about how far we go with that.
Well, we'll see how the poll goes.
Yeah.
Right?
Because if there's one thing we've learned in the last week, is you can depend on the polls.
Did you see me look behind at my banner ad back here? And I'm like, do we have it on there? Good, it's not on there.
No, that stays still. That's what we call an evergreen banner.
For our Univision fans, we have me, TMOS.
What?
Am I?
No, you don't. You're making a joke.
I mean, we might.
We have lpodcast.com.
L podcast.
Hey, mommy, just go to metmos.com.
another. This is social hour down here, so we had another. We had another social hour.
Can
last
I ask
night.
You a question? Does anyone in your neighborhood work?
One guy I talked to last night, and a guy I talked to, a radio guy, actually does a podcast that I bumped into over the weekend, and he actually flies out of town and goes back home and does what he has to do, and he's got, but he's only doing that for like a couple of more months.
Where's his home?
Ohio.
They all come from the Midwest.
It's a legit retirement community.
It's what?
A retirement community. Then they've retired.
It's a mostly a retirement community, and then you have some families with that. You know, the guy next door to me, he works full time. He's down here for only a few days at a time. The friend of ours that her daughter goes to my kid's school, she her husband works full time. So there are workers down here. But if you're talking about the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of people, they are in that state of retirement. That's why they can have a cocktail party on Monday night for our community. And it was
Why I was asking, because.
Yeah, it was held at the community pool.
In my day and age, I don't know anyone that doesn't work, right? Mm-hmm. Including you. You continue to work every day.
Yeah, and I like it when I bump into somebody that does the same thing.
I just don't know what it would feel like not to work. Wouldn't you get bored?
I'd be out of my mind right now with the fact that I've been on the shelf physically and haven't been able to get out and do the recreating that I wanted to. Even in the event that I was... Even if I hadn't been able to play golf, I still love doing this. I talked about that. I talked about the fact that I really love, getting in here and having that microphone. It's part of who I am. So this is a labor of love. It really is a labor of love for me. I love doing this. There's nothing. I'm stunned, to be honest with you, that after the big layoff at CBS years and years ago, that I'm still here every day enjoying this. I really love it.
Now, question for you, and because it affected me this way. When you had a lot of vacation back when we were on Terrestrial Radio.
Was it 2 months?
I mean, it was...
I didn't feel the same way about work. I'd be lying to you if I told you I did. I didn't feel the same way.
Because it was...
Sorry about that.
When you would vacay, and if I planned smartly, I could pretty much vacation when they did. I had to, get all the stuff together ahead of time. But...
We had a massive vacation schedule on the Don and Mike.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Massive.
Massive. Johnny Carson wrote them and said, how'd you do it?
Yeah.
But when you would take those 2 weeks, it was very different than when we were fired. It was like after 3 or 4 days of knowing that there was no coming back, that I was sort of, starting to climb the walls. Do you feel that?
You might have been. I was able to download for a good chunk of time. I was very focused on the future and how I was going to make my living, but only after. The bottom line is with the podcast and the way we do it, we don't do the same number of hours, and that contributes to it as well.
True.
The fact that this is a concentrated version of our old show, that makes it more fun to do. That makes it a lot more fun to do. This is more like the amount of time you would get on a nightly talk show.
Keeps it fresh.
That's the time. We love that. Fresh. That's the part that I love. As far as the old show, I would start thinking about a break coming up about a month before it was happening. I'd count it down that much, and then when I was coming back, I would be borderline suicidal the night before I would be coming back, because I knew it would always be. Would it not always be some drama when we come back from vacation?
Do your neighbors...
the worst one was always the first of the year, it seems.
Yeah, first of the year when everything, this is what we needed to do.
Do your neighbors question why you work ever? Because the people that don't work...
No, because that's a financial detail that never gets discussed. You got people here that, you got people here that got hit by the lucky stick. You got people here that count every nickel. You've got a wide variety of people and financial zones so it's really never.
That's awesome.
That's a great question because it's really never brought up. The fact that I'm doing what
he works mornings.
He works in the morning.
He's never taken any time.
That's not an issue, Oscar. There is another issue. As a matter of fact, there is another elephant in the room where Carla and I are identified.
Really?
Pretty clear to us how we are identified. And why don't we take a break and I'll come back and talk about that. And it might be my own paranoia. I'll preface it by saying that, but I'll discuss that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. And let's get an update on Dan O'Brien and find out what's going on. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show's quietest intern, Vincent. You may not hear me often, so listen up now. Here's a quick tip for all your gift purchasing needs. Shop on Amazon. It's easy. Visit MichaelMaraschow.com/Amazon or follow the Amazon link from the TMLS homepage. Every purchase you make on Amazon supports the program. You can find anything you need, from books to devices to the obscure objects you need that you may feel embarrassed purchasing in person. Shop Amazon through the Michael Maraschow. I'm done here.
I'm not sure I want to hear that one again.
Really?
Thank you very much.
No, he's so great.
Oh, my God. Stop. Great. Oh, shit. Yeah, bye-bye. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our trip to New Orleans. Yes, you heard right. The Mike O'Mara Show. Headed to New Orleans, Louisiana, Saturday, November 4th, 2017. I want to say thank you to all of you that have sold so many, purchased so many tickets early on. I'm stunned that we are halfway through this thing.
Can I tell them?
Really, I am absolute. Did you say don't tell them?
Well, no, can I tell them? We are
53%
sold out. Over 250 tickets already taken. Get on it. Light them up.
That means it's scarcity now. Now it's urgent.
I never dreamed that we would sell half the crowd in the first couple of days. I really did, because this is different. This is not in people's backyard. This is a destination. And, you know, by the way, we are getting information together about, you know, the packages
hotels
that you can have, hotel information. You know, we are going to do that for you. So, you know, sit tight. That information is coming your way. But already we are over halfway sold out to this thing. Mm-hmm. And I really thought that we would be maybe selling, if we got lucky, we'd sell one-third
Don't
of the
get happy though.
No.
Do not get happy.
We understand you're coming from you know, the DC area, the New England area. We understand you're coming from the West Coast, Sacramento,
Australia,
Wichita. We understand everybody.
The Netherlands.
Hey, Mike, burp one more time. There we go. We understand you're coming
from
everywhere. Lev Nedkoff, we understand you have a long way to travel and make those arrangements, but this is why I thought we should do this. I knew it would be popular. I'm very happy about that. The Mike O'Mara Show, headed to New Orleans, Louisiana, Saturday, November 4th, 2017, about a year away.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana, for one show only. There are a limited number of seats available, so get your tickets right now. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans. That's Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. Don't miss this historic live event. God,
can you imagine the people that have been on that stage before us? It's going to be very cool.
Oh my
to
God.
Be on that
Bo
stage.
Diddley?
Yes.
What?
The Galapagos Islands?
Hey, Rob, we saw, did we not see the Northwest Airlines All-Star band in that room?
One of the best shows I have ever seen. Yes.
Oh, God.
We're going to play that room now.
Rob and I walked into that room, and they were playing Feels Like the First Time, and the lead singer of Foreigner
Mick Jones, right?
On stage. Yeah, I think that's who it was. Wasn't Billy Preston on the keyboards at that show?
I think they had Billy Preston and Felix Cavieri from the Rascals.
Yeah, it's a great
Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn from the Blues Brothers were there. I was out of my mind. It was great.
Stay tuned for more details, but please, I'm not trying to hawk them. I swear to God, I'm trying to sell tickets, but I'm not trying to hype them up falsely. You do have to buy your tickets
now.
Don't
get shut out.
I don't want that to happen. The Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. And what's that thing you said?
Oscar's going to say it today.
Voulez-vous vous amuser?
No, Oscar's say, laissez le bon temps rouler.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Yeah! Woo,
sure. Laissez le bon temps bander.
Let the good times roll on E.
I forgot to tell you guys, huge story.
What?
Yesterday, let me see, what was the way the day rolled out yesterday? It was a little trip to the grocery store. And
bon.
I've been buying cheap sunglasses, and because Mrs. O'Mara and I went out
top.
Did a little gambling over the weekend and may have had a better night than we normally have.
Are you up lifetime?
I got permission. What did he say? What?
Are you
what?
Up for your lifetime?
No.
No.
Not even close.
You always got to remind yourself that when you get back a little bit.
Yeah.
Not even close. But I said, I want to see if I can find some sunglasses that are on sale at the local outlet store. So we got back there and we were on the way to pick up my kid down at school, and Mrs. O'Mara waited in the car for me, and I dashed in and got myself a pair of sunglasses. As I'm talking to the lady at the counter, she says to me, she said, man, oh, man, don't go out on the major artery, Route 75 down here. It's been shut down since I came to work this morning. I had to go all the way. So she's telling me this, and we looked out there, and it was a cluster F of traffic like I've never seen before. And a lot of people were talking about it. And we avoided it because they were turning people around.
That's like shutting down the Beltway, though. That's the road you get used to get everywhere, right?
This is 115. And this had been shut down since about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Murder.
So let me tell you. But I didn't think twice about it until I watched the story on the news. This is what happens down here. Okay, you want to talk about old Florida, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you.
This place. Oh, no.
So here's the deal. Cop gets in. Lee County Sheriff's guy gets into a high-speed pursuit with some dude in a little sedan. He pulls the guy over. The guy jumps out of his sedan and storms the cop and starts jumps the cop, throws him to the ground, and he starts wailing on him. The witnesses said that the violence of the takedown was something they've never seen.
Wow.
It was so violent the way he went down to the ground. So I think he was severely hurt when he got thrown to the ground. Then the guy straddles the cop on the exit ramp in Florida, where I've gone off of this exit ramp
all the
hundreds
time.
Hundreds of times. And he is
it leaving
the
casino or going to the casino?
This has nothing to do with that.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
So he's sitting there and he's wailing on the cop and he's sitting down there. Here's what happens. Bystander with they call it a CCW. Gun enthusiast will know what that means. A concealed carry permit. Gun enthusiast.
Shoot him if you got him.
I'm not going to say gun enthusiast, but I'm going to say
law-abiding gun owners has one.
Guy
have
with a,
one
with
of
a gun.
Yeah,
Second Amendment enthusiast.
A guy pulls over, sees this happening, gets out of his car, brandishes his weapon, says to the guy that's on top of the cop, because they witnesses said it appeared that this cop may be beaten to death the way it looked, the way this guy was on there. He says stop. The guy doesn't stop. He says stop again. The guy doesn't stop. And apparently he fires, kills the guy.
Good.
On top of the cop.
Dregs of society. One less man
you don't
to
know
ruin
the details.
Us.
You don't know that. This was a national story.
If a guy is beating up a cop on the side of the road, I don't need to know the details.
This
That's
is a national.
Wrong.
This is a. All right, do we have to put this in? Do you have to channel your inner radio partner?
No,
do you
Mike.
Have to do that with me? Can you calm down a little bit, please?
How we is the cop? Know. Is the cop okay? Okay, do we
the
know?
Cop is
That's
okay.
what I
the
care
cop,
about.
Apparently, the cop was taken away, but he's already been released from the hospital.
Thin blue
so
line,
the cop,
Mike.
The cop has been taken
blue
away.
Blue lives matter.
This was a national story, and it happened right in my backyard down here. And, you know, it was a good Samaritan. I'm saying that before I know all of the details of the situation. But obviously, this was a major, major deal. And because there's so many moving parts, and this goes back and forth, isn't that an incredible story?
Yes.
It's hard to be a police officer these days as well.
Pretty hard to be a police officer.
You get boned left and right.
Yeah. It's,
right?
You know, well, you're thinking, here's the way my mind worked on this. And by the way, I'm not somebody who's going to be out at your local gun rally for the NRA. I'm not going to do that. You know my politics. But at the same time, I'm watching this and I'm thinking what Oscar says is true. For my people that are on the job out there, and we have many people that listen to this show that are on the job, you're out there and I'm thinking when this particular sheriff was in this situation, he probably had to go through that. If this guy stormed him, he probably was wondering, you know, should I? He didn't. He didn't make that choice. And thank God there was somebody there. I'll give you details as I get them as far as this is concerned. But what's a little sad about it is, without Oscar's reaction, is when when I say hear the details, you'd like to know, you know, was this something between the two of them? What
right.
was going? You never know until it all comes out and you find out what's happening
and how fast it escalated and why it escalated.
Escalated, but we love to, you know, we love to pick sides. I'm not picking any particular side here. I want to hear all the facts and know what exactly happened and why this went down. But a pretty amazing story down here in West South Florida. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And by the way, that's a joke when I say West South Florida people. That might be new. We're getting a lot of new listeners lately, so I want to make sure they. I know it's Southwest Florida, but we say
I don't know.
West South
I think
Florida.
It's my TMOS Florida. Mike O Show Florida.
Mike, I've got an update here on the story. There was a high speed pursuit. They didn't know each other, and the man attacked him.
Yeah, well, that's the way it was last night, and that's the way it was this morning. So
on I-75,
and they shut that sucker down. And by the way, if you're heading, to Tampa or Miami, That's the main slab here.
Yeah.
There are other options that you have, but there's only really one main drag, and that's 75, and it goes all the way up the coast, the west coast of Florida, and then it cuts across Alligator Alley, the traditional Alligator Alley, and goes over to Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
So this all happens down here. You know, without knowing any details, you just have to feel for the cop, because you know that that had to be preceded by some sort of split-second decision on how to handle some guy that he was pursuing.
Scary.
And yeah, obviously he didn't choose in his own interest, which is scary.
The shooter is being referred to as a hero down here. I will have more information as we get it. You know, and it's when you hear the arguments about having guns, not having guns, it's nice to see if this was in fact a person that happened to have a weapon and come around at the right time for the cop's sake. I'm happy about that.
Responsible.
With that said, before you start, you know, waving your NRA flags around, let's just remember that unfortunately, when it comes to guns, you got a lot of problems that happen too, including the 4-year-old that shot through his cheek and into the back of his mother's head. That happens a hell of a lot more than the Johnny Hero stuff.
Let's take this story, all right? I'm not talking taking a gun stance.
Right.
But from what I read here,
this would be like if the guy hit him with a 2x4.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
The same idea that
you've got a...
And I'm sorry, really, regardless of what... I don't know the issues for the guy that attacked the cop. I don't know how nuts he was. I don't know what was going on. And anytime anybody loses a life, it's a tragedy. But at the same time, if another life was saved because a man was committing a crime, I'm all for it.
He just
that's the way I feel about it.
This is a quote from the story. This is from NBC, your local NBC affiliate.
It says Wink News?
Yes, Wink.
Wink News?
He just kept beating him and beating him, said
it was horrible.
Shanta Holditch. She said the deputy was pulled out of the patrol car by the suspect, throwing him to the ground and punching him in different directions.
Beautifully articulate people interviewed for this story, too. Not like your usual, you know, I seen him coming up that side. No, these people actually really described what was happening, and they did so articulately, and it was scary for everybody concerned, and literally froze traffic down.
Listen to this.
All right.
The witness says that the suspect refused to get off the officer, and the officer kept yelling, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him.
Oh, really?
And,
see, I didn't get that. And then he
shot him. I think approximately 3 shots were heard.
Oh, so the cop said, shoot him.
Yes.
Wow.
He
I didn't
was
hear that.
In
I heard
danger
he was
of his life.
I didn't hear he
felt
was,
like
I just
his
heard
life
he was screaming. I didn't know it was like a direct.
Whoa.
So now, you know, at least for the shooter, you know, for his sake.
Yeah.
And look, to get a concealed carry permit, I don't know what the story is in Florida, but I know in Virginia.
In Florida, you have to walk into the gun store and go, thank you.
But
in
Virginia, you have to take a series of courses in order to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real hard to get one in Virginia.
Well, in Florida, they require exact change.
Let's check in with our promo
break?
Team.
Can we break and then call them?
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Diego and Dan O'Brien out on the street.
Dan O'Brien.
There it is, promoting the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Do you talk C++?
Yes!
Do I? Woo! Can you telnet into port 25
can
and pick
I?
An email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
What will we be talking about?
Have you ever headsetted your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
Yeah. We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on
the
More
dramatic
Broadcasting
pause, Oscar.
Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
New show Sunday.
You know, when I play that promo, I feel like a top 40 station playing a record from the 1980s. It's a good throwback.
I love it.
It's nice.
I like Todd Moore so much.
I do,
you know that? He is such a sweet guy. He really is. I wish him nothing but the best. He is a really... It was great talking to him at the live show weekend. I really like Todd. Todd cracks me up.
Do you know what
he
said to me?
When I'm partying, I love to be... There's nobody I'd rather be around than Todd.
You know what he said to me when we were at the Mad Hatter? I said, I love your slot machine game. I'm on level 17. He said, show me! Show me!
Mike, right, I send you a picture.
Oh, good.
Some photographic evidence, and we can check in with our family on the streets.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Vistaprint. I love getting my holiday cards at Vistaprint, not just because they're an incredible deal, but because it's always fun, and now it's become a tradition in the O'Mara household that that's how we do our cards, and it's so very easy. It was fun, lots of options, easy to personalize. It's a holiday card that friends and relatives will love to receive from Vistaprint, and it's a great value now at 50% off. That's 50 holiday cards for as low as $21.99. Try to beat that anywhere.
Can't do it.
All you have to do is use our code TMOS50. That's TMOS50 at checkout, and boom, bam, 50% off applied automatically. It's that easy. And Vistaprint has all sorts of great stuff as well. Calendars, mugs, canvas prints, much more. Gifts for everyone. This year, skip the hassle, skip the generic, and go to Vistaprint.com and make your own beautiful holiday card and do it for 50% off. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To get 50% off your cards, your holiday cards, the beautiful cards that Vistaprint has for you, just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom holiday card, enter the code TMOS50 at checkout, and again, that's TMOS50. And hey, everybody on the show, we'd love to receive holiday cards too.
Yeah,
love
send it. Them. Please.
Send up. Put them all on the wall and back of Oscar. That would be beautiful. We'll tape them up. Scotch tape, just like they do in kindergarten classes. Your savings are applied automatically. It's that easy. Go to Vistaprint.com. Get your holiday shopping done today. Time for an update on our marketing budget for this year, for 2016, as we're spending the last of our giant marketing budget to put Dan O'Brien out on the street with Diego. Find out what's happening. Calling them right now. See, calling Diego.
The
I guess
direct hotline.
The picture they sent, were you able to sort of suss out where they are on
they
Wisconsin?
They are in front of Martin's Tavern.
They've oh, they made it
down
already.
There in short order. That's good stuff.
Young, fit men.
Is this Diego's phone you're calling?
I'm calling one of these a-holes.
Okay. Hello?
Is this Dan O'Brien or Diego?
This is Diego. Dan is spinning the signs right now.
Oh, he's spinning. Diego, how has it been going? Have you gotten some pictures?
Well, I do have some pictures. I sent one over to Oscar. I'll also be posting them on Facebook. But we were at Martin's Tavern, and we actually got kicked out by the owner, saying we can't spin signs there because he's trying to run the business. Okay. So we're just walking up and down Wisconsin right
now. I'll never eat there again.
Martin.
All right. And I need you to do me a favor, Adrian. I want you to say Martin.
Martin.
Don't say Martin. You're better than that. Okay.
I can also say button.
Martin's Tavern. Hey, Martin's Tavern.
Hey, Diego. Next time someone says they're trying to run a business, say you're trying to promote a show. Give it right back to them.
Mm-hmm. We're going back. I'm going to go say that. That's so true.
No. Do not cause trouble. Do not cause trouble.
Did you imply that he was racist?
What?
Did you say he was racist because he kicked you out? Okay, just checking.
So was it a manager or was it like the owner?
It looked like the owner. He was dressed up. Like, he was setting up stuff for the restaurant. He was putting out chairs and stuff, and he was dressed up really nice. Because
it's not even 11 o'clock in the morning, for God's sakes. They're not even – what? That just pisses me off.
And that's what the owner does. The owner puts out chairs.
Diego, I know you've never been to a fine restaurant, but everyone at that restaurant is dressed nice.
Yes.
That works there.
Really?
I'm so you know what? I've given them free plugs. Oscar, we've given them free plugs, and that sucks. I'm very bummed about that.
No, Mike. It's not Martin's Tavern. It's who we sent. The guy we sent looks like he's dealing weed outside of Martin's Tavern.
Well, Diego does, but Dan O'Brien, I'm trying to get this picture.
Dan O'Brien looks like a pedophile.
Yeah, I'm the production crew. The production crew.
Dan O'Brien. That's the first really good picture I've ever seen here.
Oh my god.
He's like
god.
A skinny Rofo.
Oh my god, he is. He's like a skinny. He looks like Rofo and Al Franken had a baby with a little mixture of Adam Sternberg in it.
Yeah, really... and that also they feed on the blood of the non-believer.
Oh it's my god. That is a goofy looking dude right there. We might have to use him as our Where's Waldo. That is one goofy.
He's got some sensible
guy.
Shoes on though.
He looks together and Diego, where are you right now?
We are on the intersection of Prospect Street and Wisconsin.
Ooh, okay. One block down. I respect that.
Are you getting any honks at all?
We got a couple honks, but that's just because people are bad drivers on Wisconsin.
Hey, why don't next time we make a sign for you, it's Mike O'Mara Show on one side with the MikeOShow.com.
Right.
And the other side is honk if you're horny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
Hey, do you think you would get any honks or any recognition from the drivers if you two started to make out?
Probably, but not for the right reasons.
I have my idea. This is now hearing it. Please jot this down because I'll forget it.
I'll get it.
As soon as the show is over, here's the idea. So we get the regular show logo.
Yes. Right?
We get the regular show logo on one side. On the other side, we have a blank canvas so that, I don't know if it's called like a whiteboard or something like that.
Yes.
So you could have the slogan of the day written on the back, like honk if you're horny.
Yeah.
And we could tailor it to the events of the day. So they show this, you show the statement of the day, like honk if you're horny, then you turn around our regular generic sign and we do it that way. And it'll be, what is it, what are we calling it? Walking the mile or walking the line?
Walking the line, we were
walking
calling
the line.
Mm-hmm. Walking the line, I can't believe how.
And the tradition is that it's so simple. Oh, who's this, what, his name?
O'Brien.
It's so there traditional. They just walk down. They go to Martin's Tavern. They get kicked out. And then they walk back every Tuesday.
Does Dan O'Brien have one of those kind of beards where it's not on the side of his face? It's just basically under his chin.
He's got a chin strap.
Yeah, it's, yeah, exactly. It looks like it's holding on a helmet. Yeah,
is that what it's called? Is
it a chin strap? Yeah, it's a chin strap.
You know what's great? It's another great.
Great joy comes to me.
Another great episode of Walking the Line on Trespassing Tuesday.
Trespass Tuesday. Time to walk the line. Let's go. So
I should have prizes. And the listeners can find us.
Hey, Pothead, why don't you stop with the ideas, okay? We'll create the ideas here. You just take pictures of Dan O'Brien. That's what I want.
Can we talk to Dan O'Brien real quick? Do you mind, Mike?
Yeah, let's talk to Dan O'Brien. Let's talk to Dan O'Brien. Diego just filled with ideas.
O'Brien. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. How high do you think Diego is right now, Dan, just out of curiosity?
Fairly. I mean, it's getting warmer outside. We're standing in the sun. We're out in the corner by Prospect in Wisconsin.
Not hot.
High. Like marijuana.
Oh, I have no clue.
Don't worry about
it.
All right. How you doing? How are you finding the reception to your sign spinning out there on Wisconsin Avenue in our nation's capital?
I think it's going fairly well. I've gotten some smiles. I've gotten some highs, hellos, you know. So I think it's going fairly well.
What's it like to work for a living? Like an honest day's work, because this would be an honest day's work in 1990.
Yeah, here it is. 98 degree weather. People
Down
here.
What's it like to do something for a living and actually earn your keep?
It's nice. It's nice. I feel like an adult now.
That's very good. Good answer. Very good. Very respectful, young man. You've done it. You know, and this is going to be, Dan, you should take solace in the fact this is going to be a regular feature that we're going to have interns walk the line.
Yes.
Walk the line. Well, Dan, Rob, we'll have to grab that, I think. That's a really good idea. You'll be walking the line, and next on the hit parade is, let me see. Let me look through my
Rolodex. It's honk if you're horny, honk if you're high.
Okay.
It's a thong ABC. Tuesdays.
Yes.
And then, like, anything that just is really inappropriate but promotes the show.
I got the Rolodex here and F.
Okay, because I have more poster boards. I can make more posters if you need me to.
All right, I'd also like you to try to. Oh, you've already got
Ford. Yeah, I got Ford. Ford is the next. That's the next name in our Rolodex.
I would like for you, if you could, while we set that in motion, the writers have just handed me your patter, and I'd like for you to try to debut your patter by saying this in a, I would say, loudish type voice that passes.
Are you out on the street right now, Dan O'Brien? Are you on the street? Are you close to the street?
Yes, I am on the street.
All right,
okay.
Here's
Rob
your patter.
Has a slogan for you.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, listen to the Mike O'Mara show. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Listen and you can get Diego. You can get Diego to do it with you. Okay, give the phone back
talk
to
slow
Diego.
To him.
Okay, do you want to put this on speaker so that you can hear both of us?
Too much music, Rob. Yes. Too much music. Yeah. That's not going to work.
Settle down.
Okay. Give me one sec so I can talk to Diego.
Okay.
All right, Diego.
He's giving them instructions as he should. A good leader does. Okay, let him know.
All right, you guys all ready?
We're ready.
Yes.
And it's hey, hey, ho, ho, listen to the Mike O'Mara show, and really with vigor.
And with rhythm. Don't let it fall flat. It's got to be a real sing-along.
I know how to. I have rhythm, okay? I know how to do it.
Hey, settle down, pal.
And hold the phone far enough away where we can hear both of you, okay?
Okay.
Three.
Good luck.
Two. One.
What's he doing?
What?
What's the pothead doing?
Are you guys singing?
He put it in his pocket.
Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah, that's perfect coordinated rhythm right there.
Hey,
great rhythm.
Hey, no, we got to get this right. We're not going anywhere
Diego,
to get it right.
Diego, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you.
Diego, listen to me. Simultaneously, hey, hey, ho, ho.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara show.
You got to conduct. You're both doing it at the different times. Now, do it right.
Dan lied to you. He said he has rhythm, and obviously he doesn't.
Okay, oh, stop fighting.
Don't blame him.
And just count amongst
He's
yourselves.
Such a climber, isn't he?
And work
Good
together,
luck.
All right?
Go ahead.
Three.
Good
go
luck.
Two. One. Go.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. How was that?
No, you got to keep going.
You keep chanting it. You keep chanting it, you mallet heads. That's what you're supposed to do.
We have the worst promoters ever. Three, two, one, go.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, maybe Rofo will do a better job. And,
man, there's someone in there who's got to beat like a cop. There's some rhythm problems.
I think it's a good... Hey, I think much like policing in America, certainly based on what we had down here, we'd send them out in two-man teams. So I look forward to Rofo and Mac going out the next time where they're going to...
Loudmouth Mac.
Loudmouth Mac.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. It's me, Mac. It's me, Mac.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Professional tennis instructor.
Yeah, what we'll do, when they're both here, we will send Rofo and Lady Liberty down to down Wisconsin Avenue to
Mike,
get out there.
Can the show purchase a megaphone for them, please?
That would be fine, too. You know, the more of a disturbance they cause, the better it is for the show. That's the way. You know, old school, Oscar. Way to go. Way to think out of the box.
Grassroots. 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 Grassroots.
That's how you chant.
Okay. But before we get the megaphone, we get a decent sign. I want a decent sign.
Yes. Yes. Dan Cole from Hargrove is setting us up with one.
Good boy. Nice fellow.
Dan, how are you, Mr. Dan? I truly appreciate that. Hey, okay, before we get to the news you may not need, I got to ask you.
Up on these guys.
Yeah, I think that should have been a good idea 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. So the feature, and Rob, now we can hear it. The feature will be called I Walk the Line.
Yes.
And every couple of weeks or so, we'll send a couple interns down Wisconsin Avenue just to show the colors of the Mike O'Mara Show and sing our slogan and enjoy the time. We call it Walking the Line with our interns. Hope they enjoy it, everybody. The Man in Black on WBEY. Sing it, Johnny. Right now, go ahead.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
We got to get the studio cut, I think.
Pardon me. You need to leave in front of Martin's. I'm busy setting up chair.
He's
the owner.
Hey, Mike, what if when the weather is, let's say we get 4 or 5 inches of snow, we'll have to come into work.
Something more than a dusting?
Yes. We send, as a goodwill effort to the community, we send the hey, hey, ho, ho, listen to the Mike O'Mara Show during the show to shovel a walk. They knock on someone's door.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
And let
idea.
Them know, hey, if you turn on the show, we'll shovel your walk.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is that a great idea to promote the show, but of course you increase the risk of an intern having a heart attack, which I think would be a...
And while you mention that, who's next up in the Rolodex again? I can't remember.
Mac and Rofo.
That's the name. Ford is the name.
Imagine that.
Hey, hi. How, how. TMS Mike O'Mara's town.
That'll be fantastic.
Hey, hey. Exciting. Ho, ho. I have no feeling in my left arm. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that, you know, I feel like we've really gotten something accomplished today. We got the, you know, we're setting things up with the holiday album. We're going to do that. You let us know, Rob, when we're ready to go with that. Because
absolutely.
I'll get my voice in perfect shape for that. We've got a new promotional vehicle, spared no expense, send interns out on the street to sign spin. And by the way, it should be... I'd like it to be one of those real spinning signs.
Yeah, get out the TMOS. Absolutely.
The long one, you know, that you can really do the spinning.
The and phallic maybe, symbol looking one.
Absolutely. Yeah. The one, and boy, the people that do it down here. Speaking of that, we've actually had a stat. Hey, do you have Statues of Liberty for the
tax
company?
Tax day.
Yeah, it comes around tax day.
That Uncle Sam costume I rented for the big owned Snacks of the Round Table. Yeah.
Nobody likes to dress up like you.
The guy who rented it to me, he's like, you're lucky it's not tax season. And I was like, why? And he says, oh, this is a hot commodity during tax season.
Like accountants and people out with Uncle Sam out there to do your taxes. Duh.
That is
please
one
do.
Hot happening costume guy with his finger on the pulse of the public.
Smelled like tax season.
Yeah.
I hate to keep thinking and keep adding on to this, but really nothing would get that attention more for the Mike O'Mara
Show. A few costumes, Mike.
Lady Liberty actually dressed as Lady Liberty.
And Santa Claus.
It could be like Hollywood, where we just, in Hollywood on the Sunset Boulevard, right?
Right. Yep,
where
yep.
we could just have different characters walk around.
Oh, like in front of the Chinese theater.
Yes, like we can have Olaf from Frozen.
Frozen?
We're going to have Diego dressed as that, but he's promoting the Mike O'Mara show.
We can, and I can work a little stipend in for,
yeah,
for if they want to make it a day long activity.
Trade.
Trade. There you go. Be fantastic.
Trade.
I look forward to that. So, hey, here's to them.
Superhero Wednesday.
I didn't get to it. We'll talk about it tomorrow because Thanksgiving just around the corner. So, we'll talk to you about that tomorrow. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara show, everybody.
Hey everyone, Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? You have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony. Wide Open Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count.
Make it count. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. The holidays are almost here, and effective immediately, you don't have time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, all those roads, mailing cards and gifts and packages. Who wants to deal with that? What you'd want to do is what I do. Use Stamps.com. It's the better way to buy postage. Stamps.com lets you avoid all of the hassle of going to the post office during the busy holiday season and all year round. Just stay at your desk and use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then it's real easy. Mr. Mail Man or Mrs. Mailman or Ms. Mailman comes, picks it up. It's easy. It's convenient. We have used Stamps.com for years. We adore it. You will too. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for a special 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Get started with Stamps.com today. Within minutes, you'll be printing postage from your own desk. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS, you will never have to go to the post office again. Boo!
News!
In a land long ago, far, far away, there was a little boy named Mike O'Mara, a little baby DJ.
I remember him.
He said, and was mocked, summarily mocked from everyone in the room, when he said The Rock will be a major, major motion picture star. Well, I'm here to tell you that prediction has not only proven true, but today, ladies and gentlemen, People magazine named The Rock as their sexiest man alive. There you go.
Ah, what a dreamboat.
Yeah. How about that?
You know, The Rock keeps getting better looking.
Yeah, the like Rock, Jennifer Aniston.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to comment on the looks, Oscar, but wouldn't you say
okay,
that
Mike,
The Rock...
We all feel the
you
same way.
Wouldn't you say The Rock has become a bigger star every year?
Oh, yeah. It's like if you could be winning at life, like the Fast and the Furious franchise, and they said, you know, we're going to double down on that franchise and put The Rock in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. The Rock is the man. And Vanity Fair asked Dwayne Johnson if he'd consider a presidential campaign in four
years.
Here's what he said, quote, "I wouldn't rule it out. It would be a great opportunity to help people, so it's possible. This past election shows that anything can happen." A few months ago on Instagram, he said, quote, "The idea of one day becoming president to create a real positive impact in global change is very alluring." Well, I mean, it's official. Anybody can run for president.
That's
now,
the beauty
right?
of this country. Mike, also, think about this. The Rock also has his Under Armour sneaker coming out this year. Things are all coming up The Rock these days.
That would be the first presidential endorsed sneaker ever.
Ever.
Besides Air
Oscar's
Force
a big
One.
Fan. I didn't know you were such a big
I'll
fan.
I'll buy it. I'll buy the
what
sneaker.
What was the movie he did with Kevin Hart, like, about 8-9 months ago?
Oh, see the CIA movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
It was great.
Funny movie. He's I know people hate... Kevin Hart, because he's overexposed, but he is a funny man.
That was a great film. He's a good guy.
Good stuff. Congratulations for Sexiest Man Alive.
Central Intelligence Agency.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad we got that in. The Cosby Show has been significantly tainted, of course, with the accusations of the cause. You know, that he spent most of his life drugging and assaulting women.
Vanessa, get me my pills.
The show has disappeared, by the way, from syndication on BET, TV Land, and Bounce TV. But now Bounce is bringing it back by, quote, popular demand.
What is Bounce?
It was probably cheaper.
That's probably
it. The syndication right by
went
way down.
We're going to cut you a deal. The show will return to the network on December 19th, just in time for holiday family time. Bout says they made the call after, quote, careful research and evaluation. My ass.
Of dollars and cents.
Brought to you by Benadryl.
They wanted to determine whether or not they'd be able to get away with this in the court of public opinions. They probably did some research on it. Of course, this will be good news for the show's other actors. Like, we all care about Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Theo!
Make sure he's doing okay. He complained about losing residuals when the show was pulled from TV. He said, quote, it's literally taking money out of my pocket. And when you have talent like Malcolm Jamal Warner, you want to make sure you get those residual checks.
Yeah, he did play A.J. Cowling, right? In the O.J.
Oh, that's
miniseries.
Right, and that was a very critically acclaimed miniseries.
That's O.J.,
true.
Don't do it!
But David Schwimmer, though. Ugh. God, I hated him in that
he
show.
He played Ross.
Juice. Oreo's path to total junk food domination just took another big step forward. Might be all in on this one. I, for one, welcome the insane cookies and cream overlords. I love Oreos. I like the way they play with their flavors all the time. Oreo just introduced their first candy bar.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to work. This is okay with me. It's a gigantic milk chocolate bar that's stuffed with layers of cream and Oreo cookies.
This is I don't know what why they waited this long, Mike, but this has been like great news this week.
This is good news. The chocolate is fancy, expensive European chocolate.
Huge.
Too.
Wow.
It's fancy, expensive European stuff too.
They have great sandwiches too.
Oh my God. Put the chocolate dip. It's basically like dipping the Oreos in expensive European chocolate. God. Oh God. Thank you. It's starting to roll out to stores now and should be everywhere by January. Smaller version will also be coming out then. Why do they have
smaller
to
version?
Smaller
you got to put it next to the self checkout at CVS.
That's right.
Thank
Impulse
God.
Buy.
I will. When that comes to our area, taste check.
Yes.
Thank you. David Bowie's friends and former bandmates will get together on what would have been the singer's 70th birthday in January. It's January 8th for a celebration of the singer's life and music. This is something very good. The British event will feature music by 30 musicians from Bowie's career. The show will be hosted by actor and Bowie friend Gary Oldman, and it's the first of a series of gigs around the world that will take place in cities that have a strong connection with David Bowie and his work. I would assume New York City would be one of those.
I would think so.
Each of the shows will reportedly be anchored by, get this, 30 core musicians teaming up with 40 or more local musicians for a run through the singer's work. I think that sounds like
very fun. Cool.
A good friend of mine, cool. John, has been a big Bowie enthusiast.
John Pop?
No, John Cry. Okay. He's a friend of mine, lives in Los Angeles. But
John Pop. How about you, John? Johnny Pop. Yeah, baby.
John Pop, still thinking about the Oreo story.
Is he still working at the NRA, Rob? Still working
well, if you call it work.
Okay.
How dare you?
But my buddy John has been a huge Bowie fan as long as I've known him, almost 30 years.
Yes.
And he says the thing about Bowie is that his career never stopped evolving, nor did it ever step back. And that even his last album had such amazing stuff on it that you would never have pictured even 10 years ago. I love the fact that his friends are keeping his legacy alive because it never tarnished. You know, it's great. It's a good thing.
Very
love
cool.
It.
By the way, tomorrow I will tell you about a mutual friend of all of ours who steered me in the right direction when it comes to TV viewing. I've got a massive rave tomorrow about a television program.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and thank you, Tab. Moving right along. Most of us feel a little bit icky about the idea of making love to the cold, lifeless body of a machine.
Pony.
But here's something that might spur you on. Was that pony?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I might do it.
Hey, you know what? I will tell you, Westworld, when I started to watch that, the idea of this type of activity intrigues me. It really does. Lifelike, artificially intelligent androids will be pre-programmed with ninja-like sex skills, according to this story.
Wow. And, like looking in a mirror for me.
And making love to them will teach users how to do it. So you'll get better at it, according to Real Doll creator Matt McMullen.
Let's
book him on the show.
Mike, I love that you said do it. That was such a big thing, like fifth grade. Did you do it?
Yeah, they're going to teach you how to do it.
Do it.
Just got to watch a couple of Reality Kings videos and you'll be okay.
That's right.
Mr. McMullen hopes to bring a lifelike, artificially intelligent sex robot to market next year. This little sex doll went to market. This little sex doll stayed home. No, I'm sorry. It'll be priced, they say the British 13,000 pounds. So it's a British
thing. Well, think about this. The dollar is strong these days. And if that continues, you probably walk away with it for 10 grand.
You know, when there's a few tweaks, we could probably hire one as an intern.
It'd be probably do a better gross. Job than Diego. McMullen, who I believe is British, said...
Listen to it chant!
Hold on, wait a minute.
Here's our new intern, sex robot.
Oh, there I go. I do. Good pull, Mike.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Listen to the Mike O'Mara show. That hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Freak me out.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara show. Can we play a game?
I love your ninja-like sex moves.
Yeah, lower, lower. Oh. There you go.
Touch your toes.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's the way to do it. All right, now bite your lower lip. That's yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, bite your lower lip. All right.
How we often do we have to change the oil, Cyrus?
By the way, you haven't asked who I am.
Who are you?
I'm the official Mike O'Mara robot.
Sex robot.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Time to have sex on the floor right now. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
All right, there we go. There. Maybe that'll show up later. Maybe not. Anyway, McMullen said, having sex with a robot is only going to help you with your skills. It will get you to last longer in bed, try different positions, and be more adventurous.
It's going to be an
It's going to be an amazing new experience that no one has ever done before. We're trying to create the desire to have sex beyond the physical in order for people to find themselves attracted to the AI. She's really funny. She makes me laugh. She has the same interests as me. You talking about the robot?
Yeah. I don't know.
This is what is an unfortunate escalation of what's already happening with pornography. Is that there are younger men now that don't know what it's like to actually see a beautiful woman and be turned on
because they've
already seen it on the web, and now these poor girls that are used to getting free drinks are going to have to pay for their own drinks, Mike, because there'll be a sex robot at home that doesn't need drinks.
And also, this sex robot is really going to put the Roomba out of business.
That is not politically correct.
Oh, I'm sorry,
that
robot.
That is not politically correct. Shut the hell up. Get on with the show.
Sorry, I opened up both.
That's all right. Apologize. Always nice when big robot checks in.
You can call the robot anytime. No problem. All right. Now a little something, something. Millions of people have expressed their frustration with the result of the election last week, mostly through 8,000-word Facebook posts. But a 33-year-old woman named Elizabeth Lundberg from Lino Lakes, Minnesota, used, or it might be Lino Lakes, Minnesota, she used a different coping mechanism. She got hammered. used that one,
no.
too. But as she was arrested for drunk driving after she rear-ended another car on Wednesday night, she told the cops, quote, I'm upset over the outcome of the election, and you should let me go. Didn't work. Her blood alcohol level was 4 times the legal limit.
Oh, no.
So they arrested her for drunk driving. Maybe she would have had better luck if she said, I was trying to make America great again. All right, very good. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Oh, look who's here.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
These days, it seems that it's tough to find anything to laugh about. There is something that can help: a TMOS bonus package for less than 5 cents a show. You get an extra hour of hilarity and at the same time help those in need. So far, the kindness of TMOS Nation has helped with Chimani repairs on an 1840s brownstone in Georgetown, refurbish a kitchen and making it safe for small children and the elderly in Florida, and provided joy for a family of four at King's Dominion in Virginia. Won't you help today? Log on to MikeOmiraShow.com and help keep the funny train rolling in 2017 with a bonus package. Thank you.
Who made that? You know what? It's a guy we all spent time with at the Mad Hatter, Jim Amato.
You got.
He's fantastic.
Look, Jim Amato, that was genius.
Yeah. Might be my favorite. I love that. That's going to get heavy airplay. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Here's something to remember next time you cook a meal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients taste better. Simple as that. And they are better for you. That's why Blue Apron is the better way to cook, and it's the way we've been cooking in my house for a long time. Carla is addicted to cooking with Blue Apron. She makes incredible home cooking, and Blue Apron does it. They make it accessible for everyone. They've got the highest quality standards because they ship the perfect amounts so you don't waste food. For less than $10 a meal, I cannot believe they are able to get the quality of food they get us for less than $10 a meal. Blue Apron will deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals in 40 minutes or less. Now, this month, you could be enjoying pan-seared chicken with roasted fall vegetables and butter caper sauce.
Yummy!
Or spicy lotus root and purple carrot stir fry with sweet potato noodles. Here's what I love about Blue Apron. You hear those dishes and you've never heard of some of those ingredients. They are always good, always fresh, and always delicious. How about lemongrass roasted pork with Romanesco cauliflower and coconut rice to die for? It's all great. It's all fresh. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, November 15, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
I was shocked and saddened because I didn't know she was ill, and a really great journalist, Gwen Ifill, passed away yesterday.
Super sad.
Yeah, she's only 61. It was...
Only 61 years old.
Endometrial cancer, which I don't even know what it is, but again, cancer, it sucks. And she, I guess, was most in the public eye for moderating the last two vice presidential debates.
She did the Biden-Sarah Palin debate.
But she has a history of broadcasting.
Amazing. Yep. And she's one of those broadcasters that no one has anything bad to say about. And that's amazing. Here's just a brief montage of some clips of her.
Please.
So you can remember her, because she was pretty great.
I'm Gwen Ifill. They have to find a way to work with this president for the next 2 years. Tom.
NBC's Gwen Ifill on Capitol Hill tonight.
And to our new senior correspondent, Gwen Ifill. Welcome, Gwen.
Thanks, Jim. For a preview of the Supreme Court's 1999 term.
Good evening. I'm Judy Woodruff.
And I'm Gwen Ifill. Those are just some of the stories we're covering on tonight's PBS NewsHour.
On this, the first night of the new PBS NewsHour, we have a lot of news for you.
We also have a new look, but Judy and I will be bringing you the news and analysis you've come to trust.
The one thing I think of when I think of her is that everyone always said, this was an agendaless news person.
Yeah,
and she just wanted to bring it. Yeah.
Pete Williams at NBC is somebody that I really enjoy his work as a journalist, and you really rarely see him lose it. And he lost it with his tribute to Gwen Ifill. And you know what? I was just tempted yesterday to write down 2016 because it's been that kind of year.
It has just
a stunning year to have so many people leave us, including my own mom, and really to her family. She was a trailblazer, wonderful journalist, incredible integrity, and you know, she'll be very, very missed. So safe home to Gwen Ifill.
Are either of you still watching Designated Survivor?
Yes.
I'm still 100% in. Love it.
Oh, no.
And the twists and turns, Mike, are so unbelievable that I love it.
And you know what? They've done a great job of pretty much writing out the kids.
Yes.
Which is awesome. I love it.
Tomorrow I will be telling you about my favorite show, boys. Here's a clue. There you go. There's the little tip there.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know. It's a Monty Python.
Yes, thank you. Exactly. Benny Hill. bingo, buddy.
But despite his hit series, Kiefer Sutherland is still trying to promote his country singing career, but that's not why I play this tape. He talks here about how he finds inspiration in the old school country singers, but if this isn't the best voice capture of someone who has smoked cigarettes and drank too much for a long time, bring it to me, because this is great. Kiefer Sutherland is not that old. But listen, he is the voice of a 90-year-old man.
He could write about the darker side of life, but they would do it with a kind of dignity. That was just so incredibly impressive. That just didn't make you beat yourself up about your life. That made you go, okay, I'm not alone in this. And that was what I got out of all of those artists, certainly as my introduction to country music. And it's changed my life.
That's a hard-ridden voice right there.
The banquet beer.
Oh, hey, robot.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
The protesters are back.
Yes. Oh, my God, they're here. Let's bring them in there. How'd it go, fellas? How'd everything go?
Right on the mic. Right on the mic. Put your headphones on. Pretend like you care. Get right onto the mic, please.
Fast,
yes,
fast,
fast,
move,
fast,
move,
fast,
move,
fast,
move,
fast,
move. Do kids nowadays lumber? I mean, just like.
They lumber.
It's known as the millennial lumber. Yeah.
All right, very good. So how did it go, guys? How did everything go?
I'm exhausted. I'm sweating so hard right now. Okay. It's not fun.
I give him a round of applause for making it down to Martin's and back. Sorry, I mentioned that restaurant. Down to that restaurant that I'll never go to.
Yeah, never go to again tomorrow.
Never go to again. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. How was the trip back, boys? Everything cool?
It was good, yeah. I walked back with the sign on the way back to the studio.
Who cares?
I'm giving you a very detailed explanation.
Did you flash the sign on the way back?
We did, of course. Yeah, definitely. And when the buses drove past us, we also flashed it to them, like right on the window.
That's
very good,
man. What's wrong with the chant, just quickly? You guys didn't seem like you were into it. You couldn't get it together.
Particularly when you said you had rhythm.
Yes.
He said he had rhythm.
Okay, Dan.
I do have rhythm.
Okay, talking to the mic.
Talking to the mic and show us
because
your
what you wanted was hey, hey, ho, ho, listen to the Mike O'Mara show.
That's
exactly.
It.
Perfect.
What was Diego doing?
Hey, hey, ho, ho, listen to the Mike O'Mara show.
No, you don't have. You have the weak link.
You'll have to do the walk the line next week. All right, back to Rob Spiewak. Right. Take it away. Thank you, Mike, boys. Thank you very much.
I know you were so pleased yesterday when we played Yoko Ono reacting to Trump's win and her scream therapy.
Oh, my God. That was horrible.
But I had some thoughts.
Yes.
Turn it up. As they say, there's only one Yoko Ono. But what if there were 25 Yoko Onos?
That's so painful.
But Mike, what if there were 100 Yoko Onos?
Oh, creepy.
Jesus.
Doesn't it make you feel better?
It really does, doesn't it?
Fuzzy inside and to me, that sort of sounds
like bees.
I think that sounds a little like bees, which brings us to our next take. Graham Norton asked Sting, the singer, who has a new album out, and I think he's touring, have you ever been stung by a bee? Which is, you know, sort
Sting.
Of, yeah, you know,
yeah, I get it.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah.
And,
right. I like Graham Norton.
But the thing about it is Sting takes it to the, yes?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, is this Comcast? Oh, it's Corey. Okay, Corey, can I call you right back? I'm just wrapping my show up, and we were having a little fun here. I
Corey,
apologize.
Let's get a hard break so we can edit this together.
Who was that, Corey?
Feldman?
That was my friend Corey.
Corey Feldman.
Heim from the grave.
So, the best thing, if he's ever been stung.
People in my life that don't know what I do, la, 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 get your act together.
Sting kind of takes it to the Sting level of what it's like to be stung by a bee. Remember, this is the guy that once said he could make love for like 20 hours. You ask someone if you've been stung by a bee. This is
such
a Sting answer.
I have. I actually keep bees down in Wiltshire. I have a dozen hives.
Okay.
And I usually go and visit them just to make sure they're doing okay, because bees are very stressed at the moment. They're dying out. So I go and see them, and we get along normally. But I was walking away from the hives, and a bee came above me and stung me right on the crown of my head.
Ooh.
And it was the most exquisite pain. It was like a psychedelic experience, and my whole brain went... I haven't been the same since. This is 10 years ago. Wow. Sting me
good
again,
answer.
Baby.
It was an intense psychedelic pain.
But Graham Norton, you know, glad you asked the question.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because he got something out of it. Let us close with this. Young lady whose father listened to our show. Her name is Olivia Viramychik. And she's composed a small jingle. I'll probably have to play it twice. I want you to hear it, and then I might need to decode it. But this is Olivia's version of Nameberry.
He's Nameberry. He thought he had a tail, but he pooped in his pants.
Now, if you don't have closed captioning running, what she said is he's Nameberry. He thought he had to toot, but he pooped in his pants. Let's have that replay one more time.
He's Nameberry. He thought he had a toot, but he pooped in his pants.
Thank you, Olivia. That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, God. That's a good way to end. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Snail mail address. Here it is. 32101 Washington, D.C. 20007. Send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag segment. It's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com or Mikeo.com or What is it?
MyTMOS.com.
MyTMOS.com. I'll put that in the new clothes. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support. And please share your love for the Mike O'Mara Show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great weekend next year in New Orleans, Louisiana. Tickets on sale now. So long and bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
He's in Barry. He thought he had a tilt, but he pooped in his pants.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.